Hey, is this Judith?
Yes.
Hi, Judith. This is Shira calling you from Family First. I'm calling in regards. I know Abigail was in touch with you. I'm just following up for her today. Let me just see here. This is in regards to getting onto the waiver program.
Yes.
Were you able to schedule that assessment with the independent enrollment broker?
No.
Okay, fine. Should we call in together now? Do you have a minute to do that?
Yes, I do. But I have a question.
Yeah.
Young lady was telling me that there is something called assessment.
Yeah.
Could you explain that to me?
Sure. So in order to get onto the waiver program, many people want to do this. Okay, a lot of participants in Pennsylvania, your area, they want to get onto this state-provided program, which is usually run by the county. Now, in order to make sure and sift through the people who are eligible for the appointment and not, they have to go through a series of assessments and they have to submit financial paperwork into the county. So the process of that looks like you have an assessment with the independent enrollment broker. You then have an assessment with area and aging. Then they send you an approval. You have to send in financials to the county. The county is then going to send.
Now, what are the financials? Are we talking bank accounts?
So financial information, like, for example, if you have a deed, Social Security, if you own your car, own your house, if you're divorced, not divorced, married, not married, license, they need Chase statement, bank statements, a five-year look back, all these things, like hundreds of people submit, they get the services, and it's fine. It's just the process is sounds a little bit difficult, but it's really like a slice of cake. It's so easy, but this is just what they need.
Well, see, the thing is, my son, where he's been working for 21 years, he's making, what he considers pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
So what he was thinking of doing was actually leaving that job and taking care of me. But if it's only $15 an hour, he says he really can't say
right.
That that's good for him.
So because this is a state-run program, all agencies have that rate. It's really more or less that rate that we work with to start. Now, I don't know what's going to be in like a couple of months if, you know, he gets a raise and stuff like that. That's usually with all our caregivers. If your son doesn't want to do that, then we don't mind getting you somebody, or you can have a friend do it, a neighbor, or we can get you somebody who can end up being your caregiver.
Well, see, what I'm thinking is, even though I'm 85, I'll be 86 in 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So he would be home 24 hours a day.
Right.
But I don't. See, we're trying to figure out if it's going to be good for us or not.
So for you, it could be very good, especially, you know, just to get the program onto the waiver program, even though you may not want to utilize its services, is anyways a good thing to do. Because, you know, in the long run, if you do want the services, somebody could get paid for helping you out. Somebody that you know can get paid for helping you out. It may not be, you know, $40 an hour, but it is something, and most people would run at it. You know, you may be, physically able to do a lot of things, and I understand you would want your son to do the services, but listen, I have a participant, one of my clients right now. She had the same situation with you. She wanted her daughter to be the caregiver, and we were able to do that, like the daughter can do 5 hours, and then the caregiver that we provided is going to do the rest of the hours. So it's like you can work it out with your son. Even if he wants to help you out and still keep his day job, he could just probably still do that and get paid for both, you know?
Well,
I'm not sure if that helps you out or anything.
Well, in a way, it is, but this is the problem. He works for the state,
mm-hmm.
and number one, he can't, like, this week, he doesn't know what he's doing for next week because he has to wait till Friday to find out what his hours are going to be. So it's going to be difficult for him to work both at the job because he doesn't know what times he would be able to do that.
Right. Is your son near retirement or is he fairly young?
No, he's 64.
Okay. I'm not sure if this is something he wants to retire with. I know that it's definitely an option. I'll tell you what the facts are, Judith. Right now, you're not even on the program. So I don't even know how many hours you're going to be approved for, right?
Right.
But let's say, theoretically speaking, you're approved for 40 hours. Your son can get paid for those 40 hours that you are approved for. Now, whether he it's going to work for him or not, I don't know that. And we're so like premature in this process that I don't even know what to tell you. All I can tell you is that whatever questions you have now, I feel like they'll be answered more into the process.
Oh, yes.
I would like hate for us not to continue just because of lack of information. But it is a process to get into the services. Like I said, we do walk you through the entire thing. You're not walking in blank or dark. We are genuinely do want to help you out. This is a state-run program. We're not like out to get anyone. We just help people get onto the program. That's what we were designed to do. So what we would essentially just start off with is just trying to get you the services, and then you can take it from there and see if, your son could do it. Even if he feels like right now he doesn't want to do it, what you could do is get a caregiver from our agency, and they would be helping you until your son does become available. And, maybe he could see what the caregiver does for you and then decide, hey, you know what? The pay is okay. I'm just going to do it for you instead,
Yes.
This isn't a paying job. I mean to say it's a state provided program. The state does pay. How much it pays, we try our best.
Yes, I understand that, but that's what. But this, like I said, I myself think he's burnt out because he's been there for 21 or 22. I'm not sure which. And how can I say? And it's to the point that. I think it's a matter of just he's been doing it so long that he's becoming numb.
I get that. Burnt
Yeah.
out. He's burnt out.
Yes.
Again, I would say that it's still like worth it for you to just try and get on the program. He may decide that he wants to go with you. Even if, again, I don't know how many hours you guys are going to be approved for, but I can try and talk to whoever I need to talk to and see if we can get a higher pay rate for you guys. But so far, we don't know how many hours, so we can just say for now, with the little information we have, we would be starting at 15.
Oh yes, I understand that.
Right.
Okay, but that's what it's like I'm not sure what we're doing right at this point.
Well, technically, we can't do anything until you get onto the waiver. That's the
Oh
first
yes.
step.
Yes.
So my question to you is, do you want to continue with that enrollment process and decide more into it, what you want to do?
Yes, that sounds right.
Okay. So what needs to happen right now is you need to have an assessment with the independent enrollment broker. What this does is it opens your case. So the county knows it's open, the independent enrollment knows it's open, and we know it's open. This first assessment is crucial to getting started. Do you mind if I give you the number to call them?
Just a moment, I'm going to have to find a pen and pencil.
Okay.
I mean, a pen and paper. That's not easy to do in my house. See, I'm going to go into the other room. I have plenty of paper. It's the idea that my pens are getting to the point that they don't all work. So
Oh.
then I have problems.
I understand.
Think I have something. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I am looking forward to it. How about you?
Oh yes, we have everything I think we're going to need because there's only two of us.
Are you going to cook anything?
Oh, everything.
What are you going to make?
In fact, well, it's like, the, of course, the turkey, the filling, and vegetables.
What are you going to do for the filling?
Oh, I have a box.
A one
box
second.
Filling.
Yum.
Because lately he's been doing the cooking, so it's easier for us to do it that way. Then the problem I'm having is he cleans up the house lately, and then I don't know where everything is because he wants it very good. Okay, I have a pen.
Okay. Wow. Yes, thank you. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
You're still here.
Now I'm looking for the paper.
Now you're looking for the paper. Okay, wow, so you said you have a filling. And you're going to make some vegetables.
Oh, can. Nothing
okay.
Real fancy.
What's in the can?
Of string beans. You know, all the usual. Okay, got a paper. Got a pencil, pen. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the number to call in is 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
4227. Okay, now what are the hours?
What do you mean, what are the hours? Oh, that they're open?
Yes, to call someone.
I think you can call till 5 o'clock, but I don't mind transferring you over right now.
Oh, that would be fine.
And you just have to tell them that you're calling to schedule your assessment, okay?
Yes.
I can try and be in touch with you tomorrow to find out when that assessment is, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Yes, sounds good.
All righty. Fine. Judith, be well, and we'll be in touch. Remember, we're here to help you. We don't force anything onto anyone. Whatever you decide to do, we'll be happy to help you with. We just want you to make, you know, an educated decision, knowing all your options.
Yes, I understand that.
All righty, then. Have a great night. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.